Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. The United Nations International Holocaust Remembrance Day drew attention to the horrific events of the Holocaust, the killing of 6 million Jews during World War II. However, the Bible says there is another Holocaust coming that will be worse. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Medad, an Orthodox Jewish journalist, will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Now, my question to you, with the rise in anti-Semitism across the world, with the reality of an alignment of nations that want to attack and wipe Israel off the face of the earth, is it really possible to say never again and really mean it? Or could this type of thing happen again?
Jimmy, I'm going to say something very personal, and I hope it comes through the way it is intended. I am older than when I was younger then. When I was younger, we faced anti-Semites in New York City. We did not demonstrate. We did not do all sorts of things like writing letters to the press or all sorts of other things like that. But basically, we took care of it on a face-to-face level. Unfortunately for me, and I'm only expressing my personal opinion here, too many people today are growing up in a different type of atmosphere, which are too much hostility, animosity, and downright anti-Semitism is tolerated, and there has to be a different reply to it, even if those old days in which I was involved on a personal level, on a physical level, are gone, because that's the way people grow up and become either more liberal or more sensitive or more understanding. Still, there have to be a vigorous use of the instruments of the state, whether it's the police, whether it's the newspapers, whether it's the courts, to make sure that people can be different than other people as long as they don't harm other people. To put up a mezuzah on your door or a chanukiah, a menorah, candelabrum on the holiday of Hanukkah, or to put out what we call a memorial candle on Holocaust Day is not hurting anybody, just saying who we are. And that should be accepted by America because, as we say in America, as far as I remember, out of many, one. But we have to be the many to be the one. And I'm very sorry that this is happening not only in Europe, but I read about it in the United States, and it should be dealt with.
Winky Medad with that very important report. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Holocaust of World War II killed 6 million Jews, which was one-third of the total population of the Jewish people at that time. An ancient Jewish prophet reveals that in the near future, 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed in a second Holocaust. That's Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8. The rise of anti-Semitism, the alignment of nations to try and wipe out the Jewish state of Israel, and satanic attacks will be responsible for the next Holocaust. That Holocaust could be in the very near future. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...